the beginning part, and the Rush, Bava Kamma, Perek Tes, Simin Chaf Aleph. The Gemara in Shavuos, Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, the Mishnah there and the Gemara there, starting Tama de Ish Ploni Kohen until Avalo Kafre Kasvina. There's the issue of the requirement you have to be Shomea Mina Toveya for purposes of Shavuos. The Gemara here in Bava Kamma is about when you can and cannot say La Bal Dvarm Didiat in the actual collection of a chov. The Gemara in Shavuos is about who can impose a chiv shvuas ha'edos. You have to be pia toveya. Who's a toveya? Is a mursha toveya. So that's the discussion there. So that's shvuas lamed gimel on the beish, the mission of the Gemara, til avalo kafre kasvinan. Rashi there, de b'maskil p'turin on the Mishnah, the Meiri, page 110, what he writes about Rashi, tells us there, de b'maskil b'baba harsha. And again, if you get a chance, I mean, you don't really, there's a lot of overlap, but the Ramban and Rashba there are, you know, a parallel to Rajba in particular, since it's such a breakaway shita, really. So you can look at it there as well. But if you've seen the Ramban here in Mukhamos and the Rajba here, probably that'll suffice. And this should be supplemented with the Ravan, in very important Ravan, Simin Ayin Tes. It's also mostly quoted here in the Mordechai, here in Bava Kamma Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. If I didn't write down the number, you'll see it right on Atar. But the Ravan, Simin Ayin Tes, is important to this. And also there's an expanded discussion of the Raibid. If you get a chance, it's a long piece in the Tmim Deim, Simin Samach Aleph, and in Rav Kapach's Tshuvas HaRaibid, if you just want with better text, so it's Simin Kuf Mem Aleph. Okay. Again, the Rishonim were struggling to figure out what the nature of Harsha is. Again, we discussed it, we made a lot of allusions to it last year already. When we talked about shlichos and the hierarchy of shlichos, you know, how kamoso, etc., how independent. So we already mentioned the role of Harsha, but you know the details, the place to do them is here. And finally, the ksos simin kuf chav gimel in Shulchan Aruch. This is in Choshen Mishpat. This is simin kuf chav gimel, is the simin of Harsha, and the ksos at least sifkat nal. If there's some other things in Shulchan Aruch as well, which we may supplement, but this should keep you busy. While I'm away, and then we'll pick up when I come back from Yitz Hashem, and we'll try to move a little more quickly. As we say, we want to get through the rest of the big topics in Merubah, so the pace will quicken here in terms of the Dapim. The topics are a little more manageable as well. Okay, let's have somebody continue the reading. Maybe Noam? Noam? I think we left off on Samech Zayin Amud Beis. Is that right? At the two dots. That seem right? So Ein Gonev Achar Ganav Misham Teshume Kefel. Yeah. So first of all, the halacha itself of Ein Gonev Achar Ganav Misham Teshume Kefel is something that we have spent some time on. Before we even continue, let's just say two things about it. Number one, there's an interesting little tosis here. Noam, go ahead. Tosis points something out interesting. In a gonev. The little tosis on the bottom. Second from the bottom.
In a gonev, the Gemara Dari
Ganav achar ganav mikro achrin. Okay, what's important about this tosas?
Just in terms of who would be able to be gorish from this pasuk, or whether or not using this pasuk for somebody else.
Right. So is what Tosas is saying absolutely obvious or not? I mean, Tosas is just making the hara that since if the limud is vugunav and beis ha'ish, and we know from the previous semester that that's the very beginning of the parak, that the Gemara has a whole discussion whether or not the two references to Ganav in that Parsha are both references to Toin Tanis Ganav, or one is Toin Tanis Ganav and one is Ganav. So if you say both references, so it says, are to Toin Tanis Ganav, so you're out, you don't have a limud for Gonev Mina Ganav. You're going to be in a little bit of trouble. Okay, so that's Tosa says you'll have to find a different limud. Is that so obvious or not?
Maybe if you say that there's similar halachos you can learn.
Right. So we spent both. Exactly. So we did spend a lot of time, at least a, you know, a shiur or two shiurim, discussing to what extent Gonif Minaganov really integrates into real Gneva or constitutes an exception. In the broadest terms, we discussed, you know, does it really belong in Hilchos Gneva, which is where the Rambam puts it and treats it? Because basically, given the context, it is a form of Gneva. Contrary, the like the Gemara itself tries to bring Kavach Omer, but doesn't succeed so much. But that aside, basically the differences are methods of adjusting and creating Maisa Gneva, even within the even without a Maisa Otzal Mershisa Bailim, even despite Betera Asa Ligado. But at the end of the day, whatever dinim there are of Toitanis Ganov that that have to do with Gneva are, you know, couldn't exist if there weren't such a halacha in Gneva itself. Maybe the chilukim could be in the other direction. In other words, there could be dinim in classical Gneva, which it isn't obvious will apply to Toitanis Ganov, like Kefel itself was a psukim, but let's say Dalad Behei, like the Gemara's Havamina, etc., Rosh Hashanah and that whole discussion. But the dinim, basic dinim of Gneva that applied to Toin Tanis Ganav would always have to apply to Ganav. Or like the Gemara said, no, after all, there's a Shavua here. So you can't, there's no Kal V'chomers because, in the, you know, Dialava Min Adin Lios Kinadun, and you'd have to say only in a situation of being Nishva, which is another way of saying maybe the Mechayiv is not so much Gneva, but Shomer Shenishva. And that's a whole different parsha. In other words, maybe it really shouldn't have been in Hilchos Gneva. Maybe it should be either in Hilchos Shvuos or in Hilchos Schiras. So this again becomes another important, just like we discussed, what about Vegunav Mibes Hekdesh, right? Tosus in Shvuos versus Tosus in here in Bava Kama. Why do you need two psukim? So the Tosus in Shvuos says Chad Latoin Kanas Ganav and Chad Laganav Atzum. The other Tosus in other views in Tosus don't think that that's correct. They say no. You know, if it's going to work in Toin Tanis Ganav, it's certainly going to work in, it's certainly going to apply to regular Ganav. So too here, it's very interesting, Vigunav Mibes Nich V'lo Mibes HaGanav, would it have been possible that that would be limited to Toin Tanis Ganav? In this direction, that's if it doesn't, if it's limited in Toin Tanis Ganav, would it also be limited in Gneva itself? So that could be the argument, whether or not Toin Tanis Ganav it really is a subcategory of Gneva or something independent. There's another possibility here, and that is that the issue isn't so much about the relationship between Toin Tanis Ganav and Ganav, as much as it is how much of a Chiddush is the halacha of Vigunach Mibes Ish V'lo Mibes HaGanav. Again, the more we view it as the Gzeres HaKasuv, not really representative of basic Dine Gneva, the more you just might say, well, Ein Chaba Ela Chidusho, and maybe it really isn't the Gneva halacha at all, and it really is limited to Toin Tanis Ganav, maybe that's to do with the Shavua, and so on. And that, of course, brings us to the next point, but first it brings us back to what we discussed previously, and that is the scope and nature of this halacha. And as we know, there's a range on this topic. We identified at least four basic shitos. When it comes to Toin Tanis, Gonev Minaganov. Right. The first is that Gonev Minaganov is Ptur Kefel, and it's Exeris Akasuv Adat, and nothing more. And certainly we'd be very comfortable saying, if that were the case, the Ein Chabo El Chidusho, and if the only way time it appears is in Parsha of Toin Tanis Ganov, maybe it's limited to that, because it's not really a din that there's no second Gneva or Gneva Achar Gneva. It's not a din in the Maisa Gneva or the Kinyan Gneva. It's a din in Kefel. So maybe it's a din in the Kefel of Toin Tanis Ganav, which anyways is more tentative since there's no Maiso Tzom Rishus HaBailim, and so on. That was the view that we maybe pshat in the Rambam, and certainly was the view of the Tumim in terms of the Poskim. Right, that's how the Tumim said that even in Gneva, there really is Gneva Achar Gneva in terms of the Karen. It's just a din in Kefel. Which is why he thought that Cholek HaMaganov isn't going to be a problem, and so on. On the other hand, the other extreme is the Ksos in Siman Lamed Aleph, which, as we noted, this Ksos is the strict constructionist that, you know, ein agonev min aganav, there's no maisa gneva, there's no chalos gneva, it's nothing. Which is why the Ksos had to turn every post first phase gneva into a mazik. And remember, the Ksos did it even when there's an enhancement, a qualitative enhancement of the lekicha min anigzel, the anignav. As he did, bein begzela, bein begneva, bein bekefel, bein bekaren, and even when there is a tavar v'shasya, even when you've eliminated the hashava, even then we'll say there's no such thing as stage two gnevo gezela. That's a very, very extreme shita. Not only that, but it bar mimela, as we explained, because the moment of the gneva is the ending of the gneva. Nothing goes beyond that point in time. So according to the Ksos, this halacha is really a very basic halacha. To say that that's limited to toin tanis ganav, well, again, you might say that's all revealed by whatever the Xeris HaKasuv is, but I'm just pointing out in terms of mentality, this halacha at least is not a peripheral halacha, and it's not just a Xeris HaKasuv. It really is a defining rule in Hilchos Gneva. As for the middle shitos, you know, that make it a little more intriguing. If we make the distinction between Gneva and Gezela, which is the distinction of the Tosas Rita and Kufin Aleph on the base, so that's interesting. Although in the end, the reason that the Tosas Rita is happy with that is one which is not so consistent with distinguishing between Toin Tanis Ganav and Ganav Atzmo, because it's the kind of connect the dots Gzeres HaKasuv that he came up with, or that he put together by connecting the dots, namely the idea that, you know, that minaganam, that minanignav, the hotzam reshus abaylim, ma beso reshuso, that halacha applies more in Gneva than it does in Gezela. To say that that halacha would make more sense in Toin Tanis Ganav, when there's no physical hotzah at all. All there is shvua, and it's beteros aliyado, but it wouldn't apply to maisa gneva. I think that would be very difficult. So that would be something to consider. And then the nesivus, as we said, is in the middle, not distinguishing between gneva and gzela, but distinguishing between, you know, a repeat performance gneva gzela, as opposed to an enhanced gneva gzela. That I think doesn't shed much light on this particular issue. Either way, this little tosis, the discussion of what would be if it only had its source in Toin Tanis Ganav, then is important for these two points. The relationship of Toin Tanis Ganav to Ganav, and how peripheral or defining is the din of Ein Gnevach or Gneva, and the scope of that halacha as well. Which brings us to point number two, which is the Rajba and the Yerushalmi. Noam, which is? Even though we say Ein Gonav Min Aganav Chayv Kefel, there is this little Yerushalmi which the Rajba also quotes. Namely, did you see it?
In terms of the cases of whether or not
it's Yeshua? No. That's something else that we discussed at the time also. But, I mean, maybe base Gago and maybe base Shoel. No, not bad. But, you know, just more basic. Oren? Joe? The Rajba Latar, a little teeny Rajba, but it's important. Jay? Who? The Rishalm is Mustafa. Who does the Gan of Sheni return the object to? Does he return it to the Gan of Rishon? Or to the Nignav? Risha. Right, they have anybody have a language? I have it. That's Yerushalmi. The Rajba quotes it. And it's an interesting question. Again, it highlights what we just discussed. If we were one way to look at the Yerushalmi, Gona v'nignava mimenu v'achach nimtzis agneva l'miu mishale. L'rishon o l'sheni o l'shnehen. That's also an interesting possibility. In tema yachzil bailim pam shen modin leganav. In tema yachzil leganav pam shen modin lebailim. Ketzad yase yachzil lebailim lefnei haganav. Very interesting Yerushalmi. So this is again may have a lot to do. On one level, one could say that the safek and the issue is if gonav ben haganav is only patur min hakefel, so the keren is treated as a chetzah shel geneva. And then the safek of the Yerushalmi is, well, there are two nignavim here, and if there really are two nignavim, then which one takes priority? Or maybe you split it with both of them, or maybe you have to give it to one in the presence of the other. And even if you do give it to the first one, do you give it to him because he, you know, he's the ikar nignav, or do you give it to him because of a kind of shibuda de Rab Nasan, you know, kind of mentality? Shibuda de Rab Nasan being the idea, of course, that you know, noshim lechaver v'chaver v'chaverov, you know, A owes B, and if A owes money to B and B owes money to C, so then you know you might as well just go straight from A to C. So that's kind of the situation that you have here. Is that the reason that the Nignav might get priority from the Ganav Sheni? Or is it because he's still primarily, remember we're talking about a situation where there's Chiyav Hashava, there's no Kinyanim. So in a real sense, the Nignav still has more Kinyanim than the Ganav does. Right? So the reason to return to him, maybe not a Shibuda de Rab Nasan idea, but because he's the primary Nignav. If we were to conclude that there is no Gneva Mina Gneva, and it's not just a Ptur Kefel, so then of course the reason to return to Nignav is he's even more clear-cut. He's the only Nignav around. Why would we even think of returning to the Ganav? Well, maybe because of the same mentality that drove the second day of Tosos on Samach Tesa Ben Aleph, which was that, you know, the Ganav, you know, not exactly poor guy, but the Ganav has responsibilities here. And we can't ignore that completely. Second day of Tosos on Samach Tesa Ben Aleph taught us that even if, in its own right, Yeush is a kind of a hefker of Aveda, or a Yeush of Aveda, and in certain respect, there would be no reason why you just can't pick up the chavetz and keep it if you're a third party. But nonetheless, the fact that the Ganav out there needs it to do Hashava with, that surely is significant and may impede third parties from just picking up and being Zoche B'chefetz. So if we take the view that there's only one Nignav here, because Ein Gonev Min HaGanav isn't just a din in Kefel, it really is also a din in the Karen and in the Ben, and it's because there is no Gneva Shnia at all, there still may be a reason to give it back to the Ganav Rishon, in that, you know, this allows him to fulfill his Chiyav Hashava. So either way, I'm not sure what the issue is, but I do know that this is an important Yerushalmi, and depending on these perspectives, we'd look at the nature of the Safek differently. Yeah.
It could be different than Moses' case, potentially because of the fact that ultimately you're going to get it back to the Bible anyway. So unless there's a mitzvah of the Gavra, specifically of the Ganav has to be the one to right. Giving it back. Like,
right, I think you could be Mechalik for that reason. I was thinking of that too. But I don't think you have to. All I'm trying to prove really from Tosas Samach Tesamanal, day number two, is that that there is some notion of consideration to, in other words, to enable or to facilitate Hashavas Haganav L'Nignav. That's true. But you're right. Here the point is not whether or not you can keep it. There, what Dovi's saying is 100% correct. In the case of the Samach Tesam Nalaf, the issue is, can you keep it? Right? And be Zochem and a Yeush? Right? Or, you know, since he has to pay for it, so Yosher, let him have it. But the alternative of, you know, let it go back to the actual Nignav, who's the ultimate victim and the original victim, that isn't on the table. That's what you're saying. Here, it is on the table, 100%, and a very strong reason to be mechav. I'm just trying to figure out if Ein Gonev Min HaGanav isn't just a Ptur Kefel, and it really does apply to Karen, and it really means that there's only one Nignav, so why would anyone think that you should return it to the Ganav Rishon? I'm just saying what we do see from that Tosfos is that even though he's an Avarian, you know, we do have some consideration for the needs of the Ganav Rishon, or the Gazan Rishon. And as such, you know, maybe that's a reason to allow him to properly implement the Hashava in the Lava Nita Klase, I guess, sense of it, etc. Either way, even if he doesn't, if the Chavetz is returned to the Bailin, you know, there's not going to be a Chiyuv Karen. There'll still only be the Chiyuv Kefa. But in the sense that he will not have fulfilled his obligation.
Is it possible if someone else returns if he doesn't fulfill his last his asset?
Say again?
If someone else returns, if he has the Chavetz returned to someone else, he doesn't fulfill his last.
I think that's true. I'm assuming that that's true. Again, in terms of Malchus, it may not make a difference because that depends on the nature of the. It is still a lava nita ba'ase. But to the extent that the Hashava is a kiyum and some sort of tikkun, if he doesn't do it, then he doesn't get credit for that, for sure. But, you know, Lamaisa, there won't be. You won't have to say, oh, you didn't give it back to me, so you have to pay the Karen. I mean, we won't do that. That's just not. That's not quid pro quo fair. Okay. So I think this is a very interesting Yerushalmi, and again, from both points of view. So we have Tosfos, and we have this little discussion of the Yerushalmi. Let me just say one other thing about Gonev min HaGanav and Gozo min HaGazlan here, since I have the opportunity. Right, so again, Tosfos' point about if the Parsha is speaking only about Toin Tanis Ganav, we wouldn't know that it applies to a Ganav Atzma. So a parallel to that kind of issue just occurred to me, I didn't mention it at the time, it only occurred to me subsequently, really, is the Gemara in Samachei Amud Beis. If you recall, the Gemara there, we talked about Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachomin, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, but a case of Shavuos HaPikadon, right, where the guy, we have Toin Tanis Ganav, actually, and the Toin Tanis Ganav is the guy's Nishba L'Sheker. So if you recall, we had the Machlokas, Rabbi Yaakov, the Chachamim, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Yaakov said, "Chom Sha'ola Bekvelo," that you'll be able to pay, according to all Rishonim, except the Tosfos Rid, you'll be able to pay only one payment, and it'll count for both Chomish and Kefel. And the Chachamim said, no, as long as it's Kefel, there's no Chomish. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, as long as it's Kefel, there's no Chomish and there's no Asha. Anyways. So the Gemara originally brought this whole brisa, Rabbi Yaakov, to prove that Karen Kain Shaganav, Kefal Dal Dekashas Amad Abedin, because how otherwise could you have a case where a Chomesh is the equivalent of a Kefal? Chomesh is a fifth, Kefal is double, right? And no mathematical system that we know is a fifth and a double, right? The exact same thing. So the Gemara said, oh, this proves Karen Kain Shaganav, Kefal Dal Dehei, Kashas Hamad Abedin. If you have a price fluctuation, it could be that the fifth, which is measured by the Karen, and the double, which is measured by the Shasa Marabadin, end up being the same thing, and you haven't broken any mathematical rules. So then the Gemara said, maybe not. Not about the mathematical rules, but maybe that isn't what the point of this Brisa really is. Rather, it's to teach you something else, and that is, if you're Modeh, and then you're Nishba again, and then you're Moda again, and you're Nishba again, and you're Moda again, and Nishba again, and you're Moda again, and Nishba again. I think I said it the right amount of times. So then, if you do it five times, so then actually a Chomish and a Kefel will end up being the same amount, because the Torah says, V'chamishi sav yudvav mosif alav, l'rabos chamishios harga. Okay, so just the hara that I want to make is very simple, really. And that is, this halacha, l'rabos chamishios harbe, that shvuos hapikadon on the same chefetz can end up generating five different chomeshes, right? Is that a difficult halacha to understand or not? Is that a chiddush or not? In other words, from the different perspectives, on the one end, we need a limud, not for the chamishis siv, you know, with sav, rather, with the yud vav. We wouldn't have known that halacha. Torah chidsha chamishios harbe, lechefetz echad. So on the one end, we need a limud. And number two, but the limud teaches us this halacha. So it just occurred to me afterwards, in light of the different perspectives on Gonev min HaGanav and Gozel min HaGazlan, maybe now we understand why we need the limud. Because Shvus HaPikadon is a form of Gezel. So if there is ein gezelach har gezela, it's like the ksos. Ein gezelach har gezela, not just even ein gnevach har gneva, then not so obvious that you can be chayiv multiple chomishes for the same action. Not so obvious at all. So now we know why we need a limud. What is the conclusion to be reached? So the conclusion may be, you know, well, don't think that this is like gonev min hagana. It isn't, especially if you have not the ksos's view. Even gonev min hagana is limited. Or it's say limited to the kefel, or the Tosis Rid limited to ganav. Fine. Even if it's limited to ganav, you might need the gzeres hakasav here, because this is really a case of toin kanas ganav al yedei shvua. Right? So in a way, it is a gneva, but we're saying the rule of ein gonev achar ganav doesn't apply to chomesh. So that's one way to understand it. And the other way, of course, to understand it is, again, if we take the strict constructionist view, no gneva achar gneva, no gzela achar gzela, you just can't do it. So then what we need to say is that the ribuy of chamishi yos harbe is an indication that the chiv chomesh and shvuah sapikadon isn't a chiv of gzela at all. What is it, if it's not a chiv of gzela? It's a... What? Yeah, as we discussed a little bit, right, when we talked about shtar and other things, shvuah sapikadon is also an interesting issue, similar to what we just said about toin tanis gana. Is shvuah sapikadon primarily a mechayev of zilzul shem Hashem or shvuah? It's really hilchos shvuah halacha, or it's primarily hilchos gzela halacha. We know shvuah sapikadon is a gazlan, that we know. But we don't know if it's gezel ayde shvua or it's shvua, right? Hagozelas. In other words, again, is it primarily a din nechus gzela or primarily a din nechus shvuas? Here, the Rambam deals with the dine shvuas that become primarily nechus shvuas. And I think I mentioned at the time that Reb Chaim used to bring a raya from the fact that the Gemara says that karka is excluded from shvuas that become based on the rule of karka and gzelas. So Reb Chaim thought that Shvuah Sapikadon was an act of Gzela, primarily. And Reb Chaim, that's Mipi HaShmua. In the Chibur, the very famous discussion of Ein Nishbaim al Kfiras Shibud Karkos, I'm not sure if we did this last year or not, but Reb Chaim has a certain perspective, which he formulates in Hilchos Ishus Perek Tazayin, and also in Hilchos Shvuos Perek Zayin. And particularly the one in Hilchos Shvuos works well with this idea that Shvuah Sapikadon is a form of Geza. However, I think I mentioned that personally, in terms of the Rambam at least, I'm somewhat skeptical of this conclusion. I think both for Rashi and Shvuah Saflamet Zayin Od Beis, and the Rambam seems very apologetic about the Ptur Karka based on Karka and Nigzalis. It seems like they go out of their way to explain that even though it doesn't seem like this is a case of Gezel, nonetheless, the parsha overlaps, the parshios overlap, and therefore the exclusion of karka is said in context of one apparently refers to the other. That's not the same as saying that it's one halacha. And the fact is that the Rambam does deal with dinei shuas of bikanu nuchas shuas, and personally I think there are a lot of rayas, other rayas in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Shavuos, where the Rambam deals with this. I think there are a lot of rayas that the Rambam really holds that Shvuah Sapikadon is a Mechayiv Shvuah. If that would be the case, then the Ribsa Torah Chamishios Harbe wouldn't be a problem for Gonim Min HaGanav or Gozel Min HaGazlan at all. It would just be a further evidence. And this essentially we spoke of in the context of Rabbi Yaakov too. I was suggesting then that the Chomesh, as long as it's Nikar, could overlap the Kefel precisely because they're different Mechayivim. Precisely because Kefel is a Chiyuv, and it's a penalty, it's a knas, that's why moda is patur. And the money, the amount is important. Whereas in Chomesh, it's a chiyuv nesina to show you that it isn't about mamon. And that's why it's dafka yidei hoda. So I think this is, works in very well. Okay, so much for gonev min haganav. So we have this three ha'aros here. A, the Tosafot Toin Tanis Ganav. B, the discussion of the Yerushalmi. what the exact suffix is, and three, just I'm just widening the argument to Ribsa Torah Chamishios Harbe. Okay, let's continue in the Gemara now. Go on. So what is this about? Loshonu lifnei yeyush, that what? Ein godev achar ganu misham tashume kefal. Avel achar yeyush. Okay, so the Gemara understood that this is according to the Man Damar, Noam, that? Yeish Kedikani. Right. I suggested in reading the Rambam that one might have thought that even if Yeish Kedi, Lo Kani, that this could still be true. The Diuk being, it's not. But the Diuk being that the only time the Rambam ever explicitly says Yeish Kedi, Lo Kani, is in this halacha right here. Because one might have thought that even though Yeish Kedi, Lo Kani, in other areas, which means it has the capacity to be kone, but the interference of Chiyuv Hashava always overrides that. One might have thought that the one place where that is not true is in the formal question whether or not this is defined as gonev minaganav or gonev minanignav. Just that he's the new nignav. And that's why Dafka here, the Rambam has to say, Yush Kedi, lo kani. Because here, if Yush Kedi had been kani, but it wouldn't have helped. So it's just interesting that the Gemara itself doesn't actually articulate the words Yush Kedi lo kani here, but the Hemshech, the continued Shakavataria, makes it clear that the Gemara is applying this halacha to the other halachas. Okay, let's continue. And what does the Shtarish Bechet mean?
That he kind of deepened or entrenched himself in the sin that he did?
Well, that's a good translation. What does it mean in halachic terms?
That he's done a machir which has a real chalos.
Okay, a real chalos is good. Rashi seems to go even a step further by saying the schazik bechet shekinao. The word kinyan here is important. Right. So unless, again, does the kana'o mean, the kana'o means that the other fellow is kona? Or it means that the gazon is kona? In Rashi.
I guess it seems like it's going with the gazon.
If it's going on the gazon, that's a bigger chiddush.
He doesn't really have it for very long. He has the fear of, he had it in the sense that he couldn't be mokash.
Right. Let's call it whatever you want to say. In other words, we've discussed that issue, you know, extensively, whether it's boing kiechad, etc. But if it sounds like Rashi thinks that the kinyan is of the ganef and the gazon is completed by the act of mechira or tvicha, which means that the Shtar Shbechet may refer to an intensification of the Geneva and the Gezela itself, meaning the removal of Chiyav HaShava, and the Kinyan, the completed Kinyan of the Gan of the Gazon. One didn't have to say that. Certainly in the Gemara, you don't have to read that way. All the Gemara might mean is the Shtar Shbechet, meaning he's getting himself in deeper. He's done something, like you said a second ago. There's some chalos to this Mechira or this Tvicha. The chalos doesn't have to relate to the intensification of his Geneva or Gezela. It could just be that he did some effective thing, and even if it frankly removed it further, even if you need for it to remove it further from the Bailim, that may not be the same as his completing his Kenyan. Right? It could be like the result of what I do distances us greater from the Bailim, even though, as far as I'm concerned, I'm the same Ganav and Gazon that I was before. In other words, the question that we're really raising here is, to what extent is Tvicha u'mechira a mechayv unto itself, but not necessarily an intensification of the Geneva or the Gezela. And does that question Gufa depend on the 2 days in the Gemara, which we're going to discuss more fully, Mahani Maisav or Shana Maisav? Can I ask this question according to both perspectives? That is, according to the view that Shana B'Maisav, so it sounds like that's a din in the Gabra, in his effort, and so on. But it isn't necessarily, objectively, since he hasn't accomplished anything, so certainly he hasn't really expanded the Gneva in any way, and certainly hasn't made himself more of a Ganav in any way. And that would demonstrate that Tvicha, Mechira, is a Mechayiv of its own, or it's a Tanai in the Gneva, however, which is even less. But if we talk about Nishtarish Bechev, Mahani Maisa, so then it's more of an open question. That is, you need the Mahani because otherwise you haven't done anything of significance. It's not considered Tvicha or Mechira. Not because you need to expand the Gneva or to become more of a Ganav or a Gazlan, but simply you haven't done anything. You've just hit your head against the wall, that's all. That's not Tvicha Mechira. Tvicha Mechira means, like you said, you create some sort of Chalos, even if it has nothing to do with broadening or deepening the shame ganav or the act of Gneva. Or, the reason that we require Mahani, it's almost like a specialized, you could call it a specialized Tavra Vashasya, which we discussed at the time. Namely, the Mechayiv is that you've taken this Gneva a step further, maybe even in terms of the ganav and gazlan themselves, certainly in terms of the Cheftza vis-a-vis the Bible. So Rashi, by jumping in and saying Shekina'o, then he adds Umahani Maisav. So the Mahani Maisav is the key, otherwise there's no Chalos Shem Maisa. The Kana'o is incidental, just an example. Or he really means to say the Kana'o is key, being a Ganaf, a Gazlan, a further Ganaf, a Gazlan, is what Tvicha Mechir is all about. True, it's limited to Shor V'Seh, but when you do an intensified Gnevo Gezelev with a Shor V'Seh, that is Chiyuv Tvicha Mechira. Okay. So we'll see as we go forward whether or not this is the case or not. Yeah.
The Loss of Tzion mentions a pathway that Rashi is saying Shekinah Mokeach.
Oh, yeah? Okay, good. That's a different Girso, or? Oh, I think I have that in mind, too. Or he's just saying it. Which number is it?
They don't want Rashi to say what you said.
Oh, okay, good. Interesting. Okay, but that's part of the discussion.
But Rashi, in like the next Amud, sounds like he's talking about Kanal a couple of times. And Rashi is like the bottom side of Ches. Rashi sounds like Kanal means Kanal of Chaos.
Right. So that's why they changed this one in light of that. Yeah. But you have to be careful each time because maybe different Amud. Okay, good. Good. So this is, I think, a very, very important issue. And we'll see in a moment, it's explicit in the Tosas on Samaches and Aleph, which we'll get to in a minute, meaning what is significant about Tvicha, which we'll get to in just a minute. Okay, let's continue reading for a moment. So we already have, just by reading the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, we're raising the question, and in light of Rashi's formula, Nekshin Shtarish Bechet, Emas, God, Ilem Balifne Yeush. So this, of course, is against what we said for Rabbeinu Tam, right? And that doesn't surprise us. We know that Rabbeinu Tam, namely Rabbeinu Tam, who said what, Noam?
Even if you're Kone, you can still...
Even though Yish Kedi Kone, nonetheless,
you can have
Chiv Dal V'Hei anyway. That's what the Tosas Shans and Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz report in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. But that flows not from this Shaka V'Tari, this Gemara, but from, we'll get to in a second, from the Gemara in Samaches and Beis, when we get to Rabbi Yochanan. And Tosas asks, it seems like Rabbi Yochanan is so saratzmo, and it's Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosas Shans and the name of Rabbeinu Tam's solution for that problem, the Mitosas Dir Masa Rabbi Yochanan on Samaches and Beis, which we'll get to in a minute. It's there for Rabbi Yochanan where Rabbeinu Tam came up with this idea. The point is that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a machlokes in the Gemara whether Yish Kadikani excludes Tvicho Mechira or not, and that's an important machlokas. Either it's a machlokas whether Shame Gozel persists Lachar Yeyush, right, as we discussed already, or whether or not Tvicho Mechira, it's sufficient that there be a Shame Gozel, even though there is no, certainly no significant violation, Gneva Shnia, intensified Gneva, you can't say that about Chepetz, which you keep and do not have to return. So it would only make sense that say that there are two conditions in Rabbeinu Tam. A, Yeush leaves Hashem gone of a gazel. B, the Mechayev of Dalad Behei is kind of a Tanai in the Geneva, something that you do with the Chevetz HaGanuv, but it's not a further act of Geneva or Gazel on its own. Okay, let's continue. Meaning we're abandoning the idea. But now for the first time we're introducing Shana Bechet, not Ishtarish Bechet. Correct? Okay, let's continue to read on a little more. Tashma. Right. Okay, so number one, we have this idea of comparing Tvicha to Mechira, and that itself is very interesting. Ma Tvicha she'ena chozeret, af Mechira she'ena chozeret. The idea that you could compare Tvicha and Mechira is intriguing. But not without difficulty. So if we're interested in the Mechayiv of Dalad Vehei, in our two cases, Tvicha and Mechira, we want to find out whether or not, again, it's just a Tanai in the Gneva that is determined by events that take place afterwards, but that have no intrinsic detrimental value in their own right. Or it really is a deepening and widening, broadening of the Gnevo Gezela or the Rishus Agavra. So then to compare Tvicha and Mechira might make a lot of sense. One Mechayev for both. If, on the other hand, what we're really concerned with is, let's say we assume that there isn't a requirement for Gnevo Gezela, in stage two. Rather, what we're interested in is a different question, and that is there even formally and legally a status of Tavach u'Machar in some of these cases? What sense is it Machar if I try to sell something which I don't have sufficient bialis for and I fail? Is that even considered a Maisa Mechira? Certainly isn't a Chalos Mechira. So as far as that is concerned, should I necessarily be comparing Mechira with Tvicha? Is it fair to say that just as Tvicha, as a definition, not as a Mechayev, is something which is impactful, in which there's no Chazara, which isn't reversible, so too, the Shame Mechira has to be something that is impactful. Not necessarily. So here, basically, we encounter another question, and that is, even if we don't require some sort of secondary or continuous action, which is more Gneva or more Gabra Ganava Gazlan, even if we don't require that, is it sufficient to have a Shame Mechira in Kol HaTorah Kula? Or the stature of the Mechira, even as a Tanai, is something which we tie to Tvicha? In other words, there could be, essentially what I'm suggesting is there might be three ways to look at this. One way is it's all about enhancing the Gneva and the Gezela. And that's where, we're not saying that Mechira is defined by Tvicha, but we're saying both Mechira and Tvicha, in order to be Chayav Dalad Vehei, have to be an intensified Gneva u Gezela. therefore it has to be a hanimaisa, because it has to affect the hashava. The other extreme is, you need to do a maisa mechira and a maisa tvicha, even if they have no impact, except that some actions that don't have any impact are also not actions. So even if it doesn't depend on the impact of hashava, without a chalos, maybe there's also no maisa. But as far as that is concerned, in theory, I might say, hilchos tvicha lechud, hilchos mechira lechud. Maybe mechira is defined by the effort, and maybe tvicha is something which, by definition, is always effective. Who says they have to be identical? Middle shita being, maybe it's not enough that I have a minimum shame mechira as defined by mechira and kol Torah kula. Maybe I need to have a significant enough mechira, a chalos mechira, just like I need a chalos tvicha, even if the mechayev of mechira and tvicha is actually not the expansion of gnevo gezela. But nonetheless, it has to be a maisa chashuva. Then I might look to tvicha for guidance about mechira. Okay. Now the question of which of these we're doing here is interesting. We're just going to read the continuation of the Gemara just for another minute. But already the Gemara has told us something else very interesting, and that is Prat l'shehikna l'shloshim yom. What do you make of that, Noam? So number one, I'm questioning the comparison between Mechira and Tvicha. I'm suggesting that depending on which of these three perspectives you take, according to perspective number three, you have to link it. According to perspective number one, it's questionable why you should have to compare them at all. Maybe there's a middle ground which explains the comparison, even if it isn't an expansion of Gnevo Gezela, but more of a separate halacha. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Prat l'shehikna l'lamed yom. What do you make of that? So this, of course, has nothing to do with, one would think has nothing to do with Tvicha, but not necessarily. So what do you think about this? Is this a fruitful topic to pursue or not? And if so, in what way? You read the Gemara. The Gemara says, yeah, but the reason that that is, if you're mocher l'lamed yom, you're not going to be chayav for tvicha mechira. That halacha is obvious or not? Obvious. How obvious? How significant? In what way? So what would you want to know here? What's the missing piece of information? When you first read this Gemara, and you want to know whether or not this is significant or not for our topic, what's the first thing that you have to know? Or try to pin down?
Well, I mean, one thing which is unclear in your showing is what case the Gemara is really talking about.
Okay, in what way?
I mean, whether Mechira was his foul 30 days from now, or foul...
Well, Prat l'shehikna l'shloshim yom, who says the second, what you just said? I mean, the simple reading of the Gemara, if you have this girsa, Prat l'shehikna l'shloshim yom, it means that you sell it for a period of 30 days.
Right.
It's Mechira l'zman katzu. But you did say that it's not so clear that some Rishonim would think that it doesn't mean that. It means you sell it in 30 days rather than for 30 days. Who holds that way?
The Rach and the Rambam?
Yeah, the Rambam holds that way, and possibly the Rach. We'll get to the Rach. The Rach understands the Gemara on Ayin Tes that way. But the Suffolk in Ayin Tes, Rabbi Yirmiya, Ayin Tes of the Days, is that Suffolk. That's what the Or Zeruah quotes in Rabbi Hanan. So we'll get back to that. But the Rambam obviously read this Gemara, and he read that the Mechira is in 30 days. But the simple reading of the Gemara, the other Rishonim, it's Mechira for 30 days. So what's the important piece of information that we would want to know?
Whether that Mechira has any significance?
Okay. Meaning? Just explain what you mean. In where?
Are we saying that Mechira is actually a... In other words, in general, that would...
Does anybody deny that such a Mechira is chal? That it's effective? If I sell you something for 30 days, do you own it for 30 days?
Oh, in general, I would own it for 30 days.
Absolutely. So what we have here is an important case. We have something that works in Hilchos Mechira, unlike if I sell you a chefetz that I don't own, does that work in Hilchos Mechira?
You don't own?
Yeah. I sell you something that I don't own.
Generally, no.
No, right? I would even drop the generally. If I sell you something that I don't own, then the Mechira is not in Hilchos Mechira, if you're looking in terms of Ona. Is the Kenyan Chal. Right? 100%, clearly not. But if I sell you something for 30 days, is it Chal? Clearly yes. So now we've encountered a case which works in Hilchos Mechira, and the Gemara is saying, but it's not considered Tzvicho Mechira for Chi of Dalet Behe. That's a potential gold mine. Except that we're not sure of one thing. What are we not sure of? We know it works in Hilchos Mechira. That's very, very, very important. That's 75% of the job. But we can still lose the significance of this case, maybe, because it's still 25% information missing. What else do we want to know? Exactly. Is it a full-fledged Mechira? Many things work in Hilchos Mechira. We want to know whether Mechira Lizman Katsuv is effective as a Mechira, Gemura, Chaluta, or whether or not it is Schirus. The truth is, I can rent something to you as well, right? It doesn't have to be Mechira Gemura to be effective. It's not the same as selling you something I don't own. So this would be very important. If in Hilchos Mechira, Mechira Lalamid Yom is considered Schirus, or an inferior Mechira even, L'inyan Ona, L'inyan other things, so then we understand very well why it doesn't work here. But if it's a Mechira Gemura in Hilchos Mechira, and it doesn't work here, then that's really fascinating. Why should that be? Then the Dumya, the Tvicha, takes on new significance. So we note several things. Now, what does Rashi say here? And it becomes a way to test, is it enough to have a Shem Mechira? Or do you need a certain quality of Mechira? Right? So what does Rashi say here? No? Go ahead. So what does Rashi say? Rashi ruins it for us. Right? Hey. So schiras bialma is not mechira for Hilchos Dalet Behe. Okay, nothing to be too upset. But there's still a question here. That is, this is Rashi's view in general, or this particular case. Yeah,
John. Still have the chav adimyum for a while. Yes, kisker is bialma.
What do you mean the Chafadimion?
Maybe.
It's just he's taking the wind out of our sails. What can I say? Yeah. The word Malachas here.
It's an extra word.
Malacha. Does Malacha mean exactly? And in my Gemara, the word actually is underlined. Elalas is called Malacha. Shloshim Yom Du Kaskiris Biyam. 100%. Right? Probably Dovi was in my office. Okay, and then there's probably some other evidence of that, too. So what do you make of it? In other words, this particular case, in general, if you're
specifically avoiding being fired since it's a regular Mechira Lamed Yom Stam, it's a Mechira Lamed Yom.
But if it had been a regular, maybe the diok then is, but if it's a regular Mechira Lamed Yom, even though it's Mechira, Lizman, Katsu. So there are two issues here. Number one, in general, what does Rashi hold in general about Mechira Lizman Katsu? And that's one question. That's not our issue so much right now. We're not learning, Bava Basra or which is where this would come up. But it's interesting to note and to know anyway, right? But what we're really interested in is pinning that down so that then we can figure out the implications for what's in front of us, for Tvicha Mechira. Is it one halacha or not? So we're not sure about Rashi 100%. What is the general view of the Rishonim, though, Poskim? What about the Rambam? What's the Rambam's view? Well, we know, number one, the Rambam did a very interesting thing in our Gemara. Right? Unless he really had a different girsa, or he felt that there had to be a different girsa. But either way, the Rambam does not quote this halacha in Hilchos Geneva, Perek Beis. He doesn't speak about this case. Instead, the Rambam has Mocher La'achar Shloshim Yom, as we know. Correct? And when it comes to Rabbi Yirmiya on Ayin Chesom Beis, where Rabbi Yirmiya said, Boy Rabbi Yirmiya Machra Chutz Milamid Yom. So some people there interpret chutz milamid yom to mean after 30 days. The Rambam didn't read it that way. The Rambam read it probably. He sold it, but the other fellow gets to, has 30 days of work in it. A little different. Either way, the Rach, as we said, thought that the Rach, as the Orzer reports, thought that Mocha Chutz L'Lamed Yom means Mechira L'Zman Katsuv, and it's a Safek in the Gemara. So according to the Rach, Rabbi Yirmiya on Ayin Chesamid Beis is Mestapek about Rashi's Girsa here on Samech Chesamid Aleph. And the Rambam, just to make it clear, may I add one more shita first. The Ravid Al-Atar, unlike Rashi, doesn't have this ambiguity of Malacha. Ravid just says, Mechira L'Zman Katsuv. Right? You sell the land completely L'Shloshim Yom. Halacha is that it's not Tvicha Mechira. However, the problem with the Ravid is, so maybe it's not like Rashi. The problem with the Ravid is, he holds that it's a Mechira Gemura and Hilchos Mechira, but it doesn't work here or not. So the Rambam in Perek Chav Gimel, Hilchos Mechira, holds that, at least L'inyan Davar Zeh, Mechira L'Zman Katsuv is a Mechira Gemura. Hamocher Gufa Karka L'Zman Katsuv, this is Chav Gimel Hei, Harezu Mechura. U'mishtamish alokech beguf kechefzo, ve'ochal aperes kozman ha-mechira, u'besof tachzo l'baleha. Ama hefresh yeish, ben hamocher l'karka L'Zman Katsuv, ve'ben ha-makne, o'sol l'peroseha, Shakona leperos and yochal leshanos tzuras akarka velo yivne velo yaros. Avla kona lezman kotzuv ari ubona ohores veose bechol zmano hakotzuv kamosh osa kona kinyan olam liola. The Rambam says it's a kinyan gamur and you can do whatever you want. You can destroy the infrastructure as long as it's in your rishus, as long as it's no precondition to the contrary. You're owner legamri, even though the object returns. The Ravid here is not so clear about the whole thing. Omer Abram, any motzah mochel is man katzah shibana v'yihara yaros, ela ba'omer nixi l'chov v'achrecha l'ploni. V'davar zeyna miyushav alai v'mecher, shemamer nixi l'chov mechurin, v'mea dinar v'achrecha l'ploni, v'esrim, shenomer bazeh, eil l'sheni ala mashashir rishon, v'yafzeh l'sheni mashanasan l'vadamim. And then he adds, v'efshar shiyakein, ki l'fi asafek itan bo ashne, sheni damim, Odef Shar Mocher Sodei L'Shishim Shana L'Chamishim Shana U'L'Arboim Shiasa B'Kol Chepso Koyim HaMechem Epneishu K'mocher B'Zman HaYovel. So the writer is mistopic about this whole thing. Whether the sfeikos are artificial, namely, if you say Achrecha L'Ploni, so it's like you're imposing a artificial condition that the infrastructure has to be in place, or it's the opposite. What the writer is really saying is Mechir L'Zman Katsuv, the quality of the Mechira is also more limited. And that's why you can't assume that you can. And then it's Suffolk in the end. Well, maybe it depends how long you sell it for, and the comparison to Yovel. So I don't know if it's fair to put the two Ravids. There are plenty of discrepancies between Ravids in the Mishnah Torah and Ravids elsewhere, as there are other people. The Ravid sometimes changes his mind. I'm just saying, in our Sugya, the Ravid seems to be saying Zman Katsu, even if Zman Katsu is not Limalacha. But if the Ravid holds in Uchas Mechira, that Mechira Lezman Katsuv, even if it's Mechira, is iffy, it's qualitatively less than a full Mechira, then the discrepancy isn't as significant. If we could separate the two Ravids, or, you know, then maybe it's more important. Either way, the Rambam says clearly that Mechira Lezman Katsuv is a Mechira Gemura Lechal Advarim. The Magid Mishnah says, yeah, it's exactly the same as being Mocher Bezman Ayovel, which means that there's absolutely no qualitative limits at all. The Sma in Choshen Mishpat, just one second, also says this. Sma in Choshen Mishpat says there's absolutely no difference between the two. Now, there are those who believe that even if you're Mocher Bezman Ayovel, that there are limits. That's something else. The Mordechai holds that way, and others. That's possible, but the... But my point is that the Magid Mishnah and the Sma in Siman Reish Beis, who are using these comparisons, are using it because they already hold that Bezman Yovel, it's afkata the karka. When the karka is taken away, it's taken away. But we don't anticipate it. It doesn't limit the use of the karka. It's mechira gemura v'chaluta. The Mordechai and the Rishonim who hold that even mechira Bezman Yovel is limited, that's a different story. So, of course, this comparison to Bezman Ayovel is questionable. Even if you hold Bezman Ayovel is not limited, it's not so clear that an artificial limit doesn't apply. In any case, this becomes a very interesting issue, but it's possible to say that the Rambam avoided this case in our sugya because he was, Lishitaso, felt that Mechira Lezman Katsuv is a Mechira Gemura. And he also didn't like distinguishing between Mechira Gemura in Hilchos Mechira and Mechira in Hilchos Tvicha u'Mechira. Possibly. I think that some of the Nosa Kalim and the Turin Shulchan Aruch are not so sure about this. They say, oh, the Rambam didn't bring the case because it's so obvious. How obvious is it if the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira says that it's a Mechira Gemura? Right? So I would be inclined to think that the Rambam here is not coincidental. But let's take one step back. The Gra, I told you to look at the Gra, correct? Did I give the Gra on the Maimon Kalmus? Reshit Beis test? I think so. Did I? I didn't? Okay, it's my mistake. The Gra, Reshit Beis test, on this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch repeats the words of the Rambam. So the Gra has a very, very important comment. Gra says, it's by the way, the Frankel Rambam picks it up in, that's where I saw it, in, originally, in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Chof Gimel, the Frankel Rambam picks it up as well. But it's really from here. Miti itzrich limu'ute bebavakama samachasam aralef prat v'shehikna l'lamed yom. The daf gasham de beinan dumi the tvicha sheina chozeres kemosha kasav sham bishar dvarim de beinan dumi the tvicha. Wow. So the Gra basically tells us what we want to hear, which is in Hilchos Mechira, this not only works, that we know, that was a 75%. But it works completely without any kind of limitations and qualifications. And yet, in Hilchos Tvicha Mechira, and because of the dimyon to Tvicha, Tvicha Sheina Chozeres, it doesn't work. On the contrary, the Gra is proving from our sugya the need for Exeris HaKasuv. Why do you need Exeris HaKasuv to exclude Mechira Lizman Katsuv if Mechira Lizman Katsuv is not a Mechira Gemura in Hilchos Mechira? That's the Gra. I don't think that's such a terrible question, by the way. Because everybody agrees that it's effective. The only question is whether it's a Mechira Gemura. I guess if the alternative is whether it's Mechura or Schura, if those are the only two possibilities, so then the Gra has to be right. And there's no din of Sochar or Umachos. Sochar v'tavach. It's Machar. So I think if the only alternatives are it's Mechira Gemura or it's Chirus, then the Gra is right. You don't need Exeris HaKasuv. But basically what emerges then is the following. You have Rashi. We're just not sure whether Rashi telling us about Hilchos Mechira or about this particular case only, or Rashi is distinguishing and saying, well, Inyan, this, it's like Dabakatz. Rashi is difficult to pin down. We have the Rambam, who went out of his way, and in light of Perek Chav Gimel Hilchos Mechira, we understand perhaps why, to avoid the issue, because it's a Mechira Gemura L'chol Advarim. And once it's Mechira Gemura L'chol Advarim, he's not content to say what the Gra said, which is, and yet you acquire even a higher level when it comes to Tzvichon Mechira. We have the Raivid, who, unlike Rashi, seems to think that we're talking about Mechira Gemura here, but we just don't know whether this isn't just a function of his own Sveikos in Hilchos Mechira, where it's not a Mechira Gemura. Moreover, we have, as I said, the Mordechai, who thinks even Bizman Ayovel, Dover Katsuv, is not a Mechira Gemura. The Rush, in Sukkah, a very famous Rush about Matana Menasa Hachzir, the Rush says, you have Matana Menasa Hachzir, and it's going to be a Matana Gemura, it's only if the Mekabel Matana is Makne, the Chepetz, back, when the time is up. But if you want to argue that it's a lapsing situation, in other words, that, you know, it runs out and then it just goes automatically back, he says, that can't be. That's always schiras. He says, if you're mochel zman katzuv and you don't have to do a kinyan, that's schiras. Point is, our Rishonim will think that it just doesn't qualify nochas mechira. Maybe this is one of the makoros to answer the Gra's question another way. Right? You need a limud here because this is the source for teaching us that mechira zman katzuv is the equivalent of peros or schirus. This is the makar. Then you can acquire it, then you can apply it uniformly. So we have a range of views. But the intriguing view, the Gra view, is the view that says, even though there's a shame mechira in Hilchos Mechira, the dimyon to tvicha says that this mechira has to be more prominent. More prominent. By the way, this is an interesting question in general, and we've touched this question before, albeit in different circumstances. Namely, what is the relationship between Mechira, for Tzvicha Mechira, and Shinui Rishus, for Yeish and Shinui Rishus? As we know, that's a debate among the Rishonim too, the Baalei Tosfos, and particularly the Ramban and Kuf Yud Aleph and Mechamos, right, discuss that question regarding Mikara Torah de Ruvain. Hashta Torah de Ruvain, Kachim is Meach. Maybe it's Shinu Rishus, even if it isn't Mechira. Mechira requires a higher standard. Now again, the only problem with that is we're just not sure in that distinction. According to the Rishonim, many Rishonim say it's not true. If it's Shinu Rishus, it's Mechira. If it's Mechira, it's Shinu Rishus. Those are the 2 days in the Rishonim. We're just not sure the Rishonim would make the distinction between Shinu Rishus and Mechira. We're just not sure which is the exception and which is the rule. Is it because Shinu Rishus doesn't require very much, because all you need is a change, you know, in Heteros Aliado, as we've discussed? Or is it because, really, Shinu Rishus is part of the Kinyan, it really is part of the, it really is a kind of a real transaction, it really is part of the Dover HaKona? The only thing is, Mechira requires even more than that. The exception is the higher standards of Mechira. Yeah.
Okay, according to this, you might say that the there's no raya whatsoever from the Gemara later on about Mekar Tadur and Bash Tadurvain, that by Kachar's Beach, that there's no that there isn't a real Shinur Rishus. I'd say there really is a real Shinur Rishus, and that's
well, that's the Ramban. There's a 2 days in the Ramban.
Right, so I'm saying, in other words,
that is a 2 days.
Well, we're going to say, even if you understand it, that it does constitute Shinur Rishus, as long as Shinur Rishus isn't really much.
Right. Now we're saying Mechira might be the exception. That's what I just
right,
said
right.
A second.
But that has great implications for the even for the Shitas that think that it works for that, sure. that it does work for Shinur Rishus. That means that really they hold that Kachar's Beach really is a full kingdom.
Could be. I mean, you're just applying with these two formulations in terms of the impact on Kachar's Beach itself.
Yeah.
Correct. Okay. Yeah.
We see that the Tosfos Rid on Ayin Vav is a little bit more extreme, because he's saying
An ayin, regarding Torah, the Mikar Torah, Ruvain.
Because since he's saying simply the ability to be a poda the item, meaning it's not.
You mean the Shinu Kachar Mizbeach are not Mechira, are not even Shinu Rishus.
Kachar Bedekabayis, even. Because the Zman Katsuv, right, we already know that's going to end, but here he's even saying the fact that you're going to potentially.
You're right. I mean, Michael's 100% correct. I didn't mean one to the exclusion of the other, but you're 100% right. And we have the Ramban and Tosa's discussion whether or not maybe Kachem is Be'ach Shinu Rishus, even if it's not Mechira. And then we also have the other discussion in the Rishonim, the Tosas Reed and so on, who say, right, Kodshe Bedek, there's a Dea that's, there's at least one Brisa that says, Kodshe Bedek Abayis is maybe Shinuri Rishus, but it's certainly not going to be Mechira. After all, the Shem Bailim are Nishar Olav Le'inyan Pidyon and Chomesh. So that would also prove, you're 100% right, that again, that we have a higher standard. Because we're saying, wow, I mean, it is Mamon Hektish Bekinyano, right? And yet it's not enough for Mechira, Dafka for Mechira. It would be enough for Shinu Rishus. That would be, because Shinu Rishus, I mean, you don't need better than Mechira. But this needs more than Mechira. This is Mechira Me'ula. This is like a Mechira where there's no ties whatsoever to the previous fellow. That's what you want to say. And I think that works very nice, 100%. That should be added as well. It's not just the Ramban and the Kodshe Mizbeach, it's the Tosas Rid, Udi Imei, and the Kodshe Bedek Abayas too. And there where the exception clearly is the higher requirements of Mechira. And by the way, this has a lot to do with the Shaka Vatari later on, Rabbi Yirmiya, on Ayin Chesed Beis, as we discussed. Rabbi Yirmiya's the Sveikos there, Chutz Mi This, and you know, Mi Malacha. Again, are these consistent with Hilchos Mechira? Not that they won't work. They will work in Hilchos Mechira, because almost anything will work in Hilchos Mechira, as long as you're not a Ganav, and it's your, because you can always make Tanoim. You can have mixas, kinyanim, and so on. It's very plastic, right? That's not very flexible. Right? But the question is it a mechira gemura? Can you damage? Can you do anything you want to the infrastructure? Do you need a kinyan going bad? Those kind of issues. If mechira is very, very hard, mechira dumi de tvicha, like the Gra says, ain't a chozeras. And in this context, it has nothing to do with shinui kona. It's beyond shinui kona. What I was suggesting is a middle shita is less than shinui kona, but more than Shem Mechira. In the Gra, it's a case where there would be Shinui Kona, undoubtedly. And yet, you require even more than that? That's amazing. Right? Your Tavar V'shasya, you know, Ahani Maisav in that sense, it's still not Dumi D'Tvicha. That's why the Gra is so terrific. Okay, let's continue. We don't have that much time, but let's run through a little more. Go ahead. Yeah, where we left off. A little louder, go ahead. Papa Amar.
Shiach in Kasha Rishon Mitziyata Urav. I'm going to read the Olam Kul Rishon in Yiddish. Rachu Mayaskina. She is Yaisha Bailin Bulokeach. Boli Sarish Begana. That will be Yeyosh Mishina Rishus. Bola Tema. Rishu Diba Ina Yeyosh Mishina Rishus. Ela Kul Yeyosh. The Kul Dinami Kani. Gabe Ganav. Ela Dinu Mishkacha. The Mishalmi Kervayu Ganav Rishon Begana.
Shani Ela Bahachi. Okay, good. Good. Let's go on a little bit further. I just want to get into two more points before we stop. Got Itmar, Hamocha Lefnei Yeyosh. Yeah, so this is, even though the impact isn't there, even though there's no chalos, so he's assuming, as I said, two things. Number one, that there's a maisa mechira, because he could have said without the chalos, there's not even a maisa. Right? Or even if that isn't generally true, at least if the reason for the lack of chalos is because of lack of bailus at all, so then you would think that. On the other hand, you might say, so you have to assume that there is a maisa here, and you have to also assume that all you need is a maisa. And one of the things that gives him a maisa here, even though there's no bailus, undoubtedly, is what? Would it be true for anybody? Kinyan exela. So this would already be a testimonial to Kinyan Exela in a very, very, very subtle way. But you probably would not say such a thing unless you want to say that the effort alone, even without him, is considered a maisa. But that's very difficult to say, yeah.
The other thing you say would be that the question of the is not a question at all of halos or your shame of your maisa. It's just simply a practical question of actually just transferring the favor. That would be
except then you would have to really transfer it. Let's say you don't. No one ever said that you have to do that. I mean, let's say you make a kinyan and it's still in your rishus, and the kinyan is not chal at all. Right.
Okay, I mean, the idea comes from the girl when you work prepares the name of the nevesh
chiyach. I understand. You might say that there's a maisa. Maybe there really is a maisa.
You're saying it's a maisa mechira?
Yeah, I mean, you have to say that in gnevas nefesh, but that might be peculiar to gnevas nefesh because it's not nitan mechalos.
Right.
So that the only gnevas nefesh that exists is the effort, but in mechira you might define it by the impact. So my point here is that again the Manomer says Shana Bechet is assuming that there is some sort of maisa. Now whether or not any maisa, whether or not you know any other halacha that would depend on maisa mechira would also apply by you know when somebody who didn't have any connection whatsoever to it tried to sell it, or only somebody who has kinyane gneva at least. I prefer to say the latter rather than the former. And I think that becomes, as I say, an important, subtle testimonial to Kinyane Gnev. The other assumption is, as I said, we don't need effectiveness. And also that even without effectiveness, in terms of the, not only the chalos, not ma'akev, the ma'isa, but we don't need a mechayev of herchev, gneva, or ganav, as we said. And we also don't need dumi de tzvicha in terms of the prominence of the action. So what is the mechayim? Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. If you look at the Rashash, Al-Atar, Rashash says, you know, hey, maybe this machokas shana bechet, mishtarish bechet, maybe it depends on komad omer achman olasavadi, yavid mahani or lo mahani? You know, where the... Because if you yavid lo mahani, so why are you chayiv? Why are you lokeh always? For the attempt. Like the Gemara says, right? That's what the Gemara says in Temura. So why do you get malchus? Because you tried. So here too, shana bechet, you tried. Right, that's a little different. I mean, that's what he says. So maybe it depends, maybe the machlokas here parallels the machlokas there. That's a little different. For the same reason that I just answered Noah about why gnevas nefesh might be different. Meaning, if we were to take the general stance of yavid lamahani, so of course we'd have to say that the definition of maisa in these averos is not contingent upon success. Of course. Because by definition, it's an illegal act, and therefore it's an invalid act, and it's lo mahani. So if the Torah says that you get malchus, or you're doing it, then it can't be defined by effect in that sense. Right. But here we're talking about, not necessarily according to that mandamar A, B, that's averos. Here we're talking about a mechira, maisa mechira, choshe mishpat law, ela mishpatim, civil law. So the point is, if you try to sell something that you don't own, or that you don't own sufficiently, or if it's not chal, period, you know, in what sense is it even an action? And if we hold that, you know, yavid mahani in general, so it's not so easy to say, oh, but here, you know, We're back there. And in that sense, I think there's a difference between that mandam, right? There's a difference between gedevus nefesh, where it's not possible to be mahani. And in general, I think the better suggestion, not like what the Rosh Hashanah is saying, is to say, the Gemara here is asking, is tzvicho mechira mechayi b'fnei atzmo, of intensifying the gzeva, or is it a mechayiv of the attempt, or t'nai in the gneva? That's really what's going on here. If you look at the Rimi Lonil, Alatar, Shidu Gubetz's quotes it in part, and in the actual Rimi Lonil, it's a little more expanded. So he says, what is shana b'chet? It's the, he says, the Adam is omeid, he's not shav mi rishaso, vadayin omeid bo, umenasa lihanos bo, or something like that. Meaning it's shana b'chet is incorrigible. It would work better also if you assume that the Geneva continues, that it's not frozen at the moment of the Maisa Geneva. So Shana Bechet means not only is he still holding on to it and not giving it back, which is a continued act of Geneva, he has no regrets, he's incorrigible, he's thriving in this, and he's just trying to figure out how he can get, not only does he have no regrets, he's trying to intensify it. He's not succeeding. But the effort itself is what's Mechayev in. That's the Rimalonil. But as I say, then the other mandam, I've got to keep going, Rav Sheshe Samar. We can stop in one more minute. Potter. Be'inan. Nahanu Maisav. Again, it has to be Dumi de Tvicha. So Tosas here says, Tosas here asks a question, Noam. We're a little late, so let's just talk about it. Does this mean that Tvicha Hani Maisa the Shinu Ikona? Right? So the Havamina of Tosis was that Tvicha Ahani means not that there is a Maisa. Even if it's Shinu and Ikona, no one can deny that Tvicha is an irreversible Maisa. And that it's Kalos. Whether it depends on, again, just like Mechira, we were able to look at Hilchas Mechira for definitions, Tvicha we can look at Hilchas Shchita for definitions. And the Gemara does. We'll discuss it. Not right now, but right, whether it's a shechita ruya, shechita ena ruya, and so on. What's the objective definition of maisa shechita? But even if you hold shinu ena kona, you're not going to say that it's not defined as an act of tvicha or shvicha or shechita. So what's Tosas talking about? Tosas understood that we're rejecting, we're not saying shana is wrong because it's not a maisa. We're saying shana is wrong because in addition to a maisa, you need a mechayev. And not just any old mechayev. A mechayev of intensifying the gneva gezela, tavr v'shasya, if you will. Just like, by the way, we suggested at the time that even if tavr v'shasya is not a second gezela for everyone, maybe dafka and the chalos of tvicha mechira it is for Rashi. Maybe dafka mechira of dalad v'hei is a gneva and a gezela of tavr v'shasya. Right. So too, that's the relationship that we have. That's a big chiddush if it's true, but I think it helps to explain Rashi. Rashi and also the Gemara Ksuvis, where the evidence for that exists. In Tzvicho Mechira, Tavar Vashasi isn't just Mazik, it's Gnevo Gizei. That's what Tosas is working with. Not that. I mean, that's a Chiddush. The idea that Ahani Maisa up here doesn't just mean there's a Maisa, because it's a Chalos, but it's a Kinyan. What does Tosas say, though? The Shlomar? Yeah, just quickly. No, you're right. Go ahead. Yeah, hello, Connie. Number one, very, very important. Namely, you're right, but it's a shinui be'adayim, like the rush and the nuat. Either he holds that is a distinction in. I have two more minutes. That is a distinction in shinui kona in general, right? For example, when Rashi said Tlev and Asa Ayol on Samech Hamid Beis, we noted he says Leinyan Dalad Vehei Shalot Tovech Shalom Mocher, but maybe Leinyan actual Kinyan in other senses, since it's anticipated and it's not Biadayim, maybe it isn't a Kinyan. Moreover, when it comes to Tavar V'Shat, it can be viewed as an additional Maisik Zela. We had the Rush Tes Gimel, and we had the Nesivas in Tavar V'Shasya, both of whom said, "You're right." For Shinui Kone to be Tavar V'Shasya, you need Biadayim. Tosas here is saying something similar. Very important Chiluk, very important Tosas. What's the Inami, though?
Inami, Hanuman,
Oh, so now he says something really interesting. You don't need, doesn't depend on, it's not a Tava Rishasya. Or a Tava Rishasya only for Tvicha Mechira. What is it? It's a Shirin, a Hani Maisav, but one could have said that without adding the words Mechasra Melabailim. You could have just said, well, unlike Mechira, which doesn't work, Tvicha is an action and it's objective and it's irreversible. End of story. That's how Tosas Rid and Tosas Rid and Parrot say it. Tosas here, even when he is not requiring Gneva Shnia, says, you do require Machasrum and Abaylin. That's the middle Shita. Shame Tvicha is not enough. Tvicha Chashuva L'Indian Gnevo Gzela, even if it isn't a furthering of the Kinyan, but it is a halach of Machasrum and Abaylin. That's very important. Very important. Okay, let's continue to one more hakafa, a little more. Omer Rav Sheshes. Minola de Tanya, Omer Rav Akiva. Emam Rateh Torah, Tomech HaMachar, Mishalim Dalav, Hei, Medesh, Nishtar, Shpachet. Can you just quickly, if you don't mind? Ima Lifnei Yiyush, Shmik, and Nishtarish. Okay, let's start. We're going to stop here. We'll continue with the Shakla Vitaria overseas. But this will just take another few minutes, and then we really want to start another few minutes on this, just to finish up. And then we'll start with Rabbi Yochanan, Zelfi Shein Shalom, Zelfi Shein Rishusa. So again, just stay tuned for the time and the